USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A somber day for President Biden. He's commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11 today with visits to New York, Arlington, Virginia, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. No remarks expected, though. Biden addressing the nation last night instead in a pre-recorded video praising the first responders, among others, that day.
We honor all those who risk and gave their lives in the minutes, hours, months, and years afterwards. The firefighters, police officers, EMTs and construction workers, and doctors and nurses, faith leaders, service members, veterans.
He adds 9/11 brought out acts of heroism and unity. USA Radio recalling 9/11 with the reaction from that day as events unfolded. President George W. Bush discussing the attack at a Florida elementary school he is visiting that day.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Bush and his wife in Pennsylvania today to attend the ceremony in Shanksville. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
20 years after 9/11, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda still threaten the U.S. Condoleezza Rice was National Security Advisor under President George W. Bush when the attack happened. She tells NBC News about the difficulties we'll face with the Taliban back in charge of Afghanistan.
We're going to have to work awfully hard with no eyes and ears on the ground, no intelligence assets on the ground. We're going to have to work awfully hard to make sure that that doesn't happen again, and I don't think that it's necessarily even within our power, because the Taliban will decide how closely associated it becomes with Al-Qaeda.
Rice says one improvement from 9/11 is that intelligence agencies are better at sharing information with each other. An apparent act of brutality in Afghanistan. The sound of gunfire coming from a video on social media today reportedly showing Taliban fighters executing an unarmed prisoner thought to have fought alongside the U.S. military. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio recalling 9/11 with the reaction from that day as events unfolded. A report from CBS News on the Pentagon being hit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We're looking at a live picture from Washington, and there is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon. It would appear that there has been another major explosion, this one in the nation's capital. You are looking at a scene of apparent blast aftermath. There is smoke in the air over the Pentagon.
That attack coming at 9:37 a.m. Eastern Time. 8 minutes later, all U.S. airspace was shut down. President Biden's language not helping convince those who are vaccine hesitant to get the COVID shot. Tim Berg has more.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the Delta variant is driving the surge of new infections across the United States. Zients saying this outbreak remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the same thing President Biden continues to say. As far as if using that rhetoric is helpful to get people vaccinated, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
if you think his obvious disdain for the people who have not gotten vaccinated helps people like me convince the vaccine hesitant to get vaccinated, you're absolutely wrong. The message should be these vaccines are doing a great job at protecting people from severe illness and death, and you should encourage everyone to talk to their doctor.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.